We're at the home of James Brown, Augusta, GA, and in our Augusta, Georgia studios right now is Deanna Brown, James Tom. Brown's daughter.
Thank you, Tom.
Good
Thank
to see you again.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I just felt like
welcome.
I just had to do that.
Welcome.
Do it, Deanna.
Welcome.
Let me hear your daddy. Let me hear your daddy. Come.
Welcome. Glad to have you. Glad to have you.
If James were here, how would he greet us?
God bless you, son. How you doing? Glad you're here. How your daddy doing?
I always want to know how somebody's daddy, mama doing.
Yep, that's the way it was. Uh-huh.
But we're glad to have y'all down here.
We're glad to be here.
The last time I was here and I saw your dad, mm-hmm. I was doing a thing for Mr. Johnson and the Ebony Jet Showcase.
Right.
And player, he had just had foot surgery. Can you imagine James Brown, who wore tight shoes.
He had sprained his ankle.
So he only had one good foot. Well, it was there.
But it was good.
It was there.
And it was good.
and I did a tour of Augusta given mm-hmm. to me by James Brown.
Wow. There it is. Well, we got some great things for you to see while you're here. Have you seen the statue yet?
Yes, I have seen the statue.
All right. Yesterday.
James Brown amazing statue.
Yes. In the south, man.
How tall is the statue?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he stayed on stage. It's man size.
It's man size.
His man size.
Okay.
How tall was your dad?
Well, he was about 5'7" or something like that.
Okay.
He wasn't a very tall man. He was a small framed man.
Big in stature, though.
Big in voice, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in presence as well. Yeah. When he came in the room, it was like,
wow.
Got quiet.
Now, we hear about James Brown and his and what he contributed to music. We hear about his performances and everything. Tell us about James Brown, the father.
Well, Dad was very strict. He wrote the song, Papa Don't Take No Mess, but I got to live it, okay? He was
really?
Very strict. I mean, my chores were to water the grass every week, and he had a lot of grass over there in Beach Island. And I got $3 a week, but he wanted to teach me the essence of hard work, mm-hmm. you know. And so he was very strict, and education was very, very important. That's why I stepped out on faith and started the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils, because music education had a very special place in his heart. You know, Tom, you know the story, Jay. He had to stop school in seventh grade, insufficient clothing. Pop and Grandma Susie were poor mm-hmm. and uneducated. You in the segregated South. And y'all knew the story before the story came out on Get On Up. And it was hard, but he never forgot where he came from. So we started the foundation to continue the James Brown turkey giveaway, which we'll start registering for people this Saturday, and the James Brown toy giveaway. We do that. That's why we started that foundation.
For the holidays.
Yes, because that's what Dad did. He went right back to the hood where he grew up and gave out turkeys. He only missed 1 year, and he called Rev and asked him to do a year because they had booked him to go overseas. He don't ever book me no more when it's turkey time. I got to go down there and see my people. So, and so, but he was serious about that. He never forgot that, and he instilled that into me. Don't forget, you know, those people that help you when you're going up.
Wow. How's the movie doing?
Well, it's already opened up over in New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's opened up in the UK already, in France.
Yeah.
Now, the documentary that's going to be on HBO, that comes on next week, right?
Yes,
and I heard y'all schedule. I wish you was going to be in Atlanta Friday because we're having a premiere on Friday in Atlanta for the HBO. But it comes on Monday, 9 o'clock.
A week from today.
Yes, a week from today.
The movie
Yes, I have. I consulted on both mm-hmm. as well. And some of the HBO was filmed right here at the Imperial Theater because they wanted to film Uncle Danny. So I made sure Uncle Danny got down there and they had filmed it right down here. So it looks like it's the Apollo. Uncle Danny Ray is the cape man. 50 years. Over 50. I call him Uncle Danny.
And he's still alive.
And he is still alive and doing well, right?
How many capes did he have, your dad have?
He had quite a bit. You'll get to see one at the museum.
You have
because Uncle Danny has the best of them, right?
Yeah, well, you know he do.
Jay would like one of the capes.
I'm sure he would. You got about $1 million. Anyway.
Hello.
The James Brown catalog. The James Brown catalog. All the music. How much is that worth?
I have no
annually?
Idea. I have no idea.
How much music is it?
It's a lot of music yet to be released. I mean, there's a lot of music.
So it's like Michael Jackson?
Yet. There's right over in the house that we have masters for.
Is it like Michael Jackson stuff where you will hear some of the songs?
We do plan on you hearing his music that you never got a chance to hear. Because the funk, Daddy kind of changed the funk a little bit.
He definitely did.
He kind of changed the funk in the last 20 years of his life, and y'all haven't really heard that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, so I have.
Well, you have. So
for
we
most
have,
of the world, yes, we have not.
So we look forward to that and making his home a museum, because fans all over the world want to see how the Godfather lived. And
I want to apologize right now to the people in Macon, because I'm going to be a little late.
Getting to Macon tonight.
Getting to Macon tonight.
But when you get there, you're going to be funkified.
Because I'm going by the James Brown Museum, which I have never seen. And thank you, Deanna Brown,
for welcoming us to Augusta, GA.
You're more than welcome.
And down there, we have a good time.
We all get together in the kind of weather. And we do
the camel walk.
All right. God bless y'all.
You got to learn that. You really have to learn that.